Hi, I'm Will Randall, and today I'll be discussing my experience sampling app Musac and how it will be used in the Promoting Health Digitally with Music or MUSNT project. I'll first cover how the app works and what it does, and then discuss ways in which we can use it in collaboration with music therapists. Firstly, a little background from my research. Emotion regulation is a major motive for listening to music. This regulation can serve many different goals, including creating, changing, enhancing, or maintaining affective states. This use of music for regulation is of particular importance for adolescents and young people. It is essential that healthy regulation strategies are developed during this period, as maladaptive regulation can lead to many forms of psychopathology into adulthood, including many mood and personality disorders. In particular, I'm interested in emotion self-regulation through music listening as it happens out in the real world. In the age of the internet and smartphones, everyday music listening has become a more portable, accessible, and personalized experience. In 2019, 27% of all music listening worldwide happened on a smartphone. And for 16 to 24-year-olds, this was 44%. As this is such a personal style of listening, with the potential to strongly impact emotions, it's important to understand how it influences emotional health and well-being. To do this, we use my mobile ESM app, Musac. Musac uses event-based sampling of music listening experiences, with questions presented at the exact moment of listening, which reduces recall bias. It allows listeners to continue using their regular music player or streaming service, so data are ecologically valid as they happen in the real world. Musac collects data in two main ways. Music Experience Sampling Reports, or ESRs, are presented whenever music is played on the phone. If music is still playing after a specified period, usually 5 or 10 minutes, a second set of questions is presented. There are also surveys presented within the app, including basic demographic details and a battery of psychological surveys. This data collection period usually continues for 1 or 2 weeks. The complete picture of how music influences emotional health and well-being involves a complex interaction of many variables. Here we can see the Musac model of emotional outcomes from music listening, which gives an overview of these interactions. The Musac app collects data from all of these separate modules, which I will briefly cover now. The first component is listener variables. These include basic demographic details and the battery of psychological surveys that I mentioned. These surveys are presented within the app and measure individual traits such as personality, mental health indicators, and well-being. Next, we have the initial mood of the listener and how they regulate this mood with music. At the moment music starts playing, listeners report their valence and arousal, so how negative or positive they're feeling, and whether they're experiencing low energy or high energy. They then select a single discrete mood state that describes how they feel, with the list of options reduced from around 30 emotions to around 10, based on their given valence and arousal levels. So, for example, if they say that their mood is very negative and their energy is very high, the options will include things like anger or stress, and they select the most appropriate one for how they're feeling. Following this, they rate the intensity of that selected mood state. We also ask how they want to change these three measures, valence, arousal, and intensity, through their music listening, so maybe to feel more energetic or less lonely. We then measure the same three measures again at 5 minutes to see how they have changed and how successful the listeners were in reaching their emotional goals. Listeners report their music listening context with screens here for who is listening, where they are, and what they are doing while listening. So they might be listening alone on headphones or with their friends at school or in their bedroom, while doing housework or studying. So these context variables are very important for the emotional outcomes. All three of these first modules interact and influence and predict the reasons that someone has for listening. We ask the listeners their main reason for listening from within eight main reason categories. These categories include listening for their current mood state, so to feel less angry, or for their current activity, so for enjoyment of housework or for walking. On a second screen, they select a specific reason for listening. So in total, there's around 55 reasons within these eight categories. If an emotional reason was selected, we also ask which emotion regulation strategy was used. So, for example, they might have used music to feel better by distracting them from other people or by focusing on the music or the lyrics, these kind of things. Reasons for listening and all previous modules together influence which music is selected. Listeners rate their perceived valence and arousal of the music, along with how familiar it is, how much they enjoy it, and how much attention they're paying. The app also collects the song details from the phone, so we can analyze more objective music features to supplement this self-report data. So this is done by extracting music features through music information retrieval. So there we have all of the variables collected by the MuSight app, which all interact to produce the emotional outcomes of music listening. This model is the basis for all of my MuSight research, which has been used in several projects based at the University of Jyväskylä. Just a note on those projects. So on a previous project named Oma Musa, we collected ESM data from both Finnish school students and adults. For my current project, funded by the Vuhuri Foundation, we are collecting similar data from four more countries: Australia, Germany, Greece, and India. This multicultural data collection is being used to strengthen and improve the overall model. I'm also currently using the MuSight app to work on a Centre of Excellence in our music department and an ERC Consolidator project. Another feature of the MuSight app is the ability to create customized studies for other researchers. This is done by taking the standard MuSight study and modifying or adding ESR items and surveys. Researchers can also adjust variables such as the time between ESRs and the overall study period, and all sorts of other variables like this. This ability to create custom and flexible studies is what will be used for the current MUS and TE project. So that brings us to this current project. The proposed plan is for clients of music therapists to use MuSight between sessions in their daily lives. We will then use their data to create personalized listener profiles, which can provide direct feedback to therapists. This could provide valuable data on how clients listen to music in their daily lives and how it influences their emotional states and well-being. It would include some overall statistics, but could also include, for example, specific songs that they listen to in a depressed or anxious state and may have either improved or even worsened this state. The main idea is for this feedback to assist and complement the therapists during their sessions. It will also allow therapists to understand the relationship their clients have with music in their everyday lives and to use this information to improve their personalized therapy. So that was the proposed plan. However, in practice, this needs to be developed in close association with and specifically for music therapists. I want to make sure that when we implement this, it is done in a way that works for therapists and complements their own work. So the first and most important step is consultation. I have started making contact with therapists to hear their thoughts on this plan and how we could improve it to suit their needs and the needs of their clients. Following that step, therapists will need to have some basic training on how to use the app and how to set it up for their clients during sessions. This includes some troubleshooting and also making sure that clients know how to use the app and are comfortable doing so in their daily lives. Finally, we will need to test the design to make sure everything works in practice and that everything is up to the standards of music therapy professionals. Based on initial consultations, we have decided that the consultation and refinement of the app will be done with music therapists, while the testing could be done by music therapy students before moving on to different clinical populations. Several several separate studies could be set up within the app with different questions or surveys that are customized to meet the needs of different clinical groups, such as those high in treatment anxiety or depression, or could even be customized on the individual client level. So that's an introduction to MuSac and how it's going to be used on this project. Thank you very much for your time.